This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The biggest story over the weekend was, of course, the Women's National Championship game between Iowa and South Carolina. And believe it or not, it actually affects the 49ers. Deebo Samuel and George Kittle had a friendly wager on the game. Deebo, of course, going to South Carolina, George Kittle going to Iowa. They've been going back and forth since we knew that these two teams were going to play for the national championship. Deebo explained that the loser of the bet would have to wear the other team's jersey in a game next season. Now, of course, we know South Carolina completed their undefeated season. Congratulations. That means George Kittle has to show up in the South Carolina jersey. Deebo was gloating on Twitter, quote, week one outfit going to be so clean on you. Remember, Kittle's no stranger to these bets. He made a similar wager with Brock Purdy last year when Iowa played Purdy's Iowa State Cyclones. Of course, Kittle won that bet, so Brock Purdy had to go to the press conference with the Iowa mascot on his head, if you remember that. So this time, George Kittle on the short end of the stick. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Monday. We've heard a lot about legacy players in this upcoming draft. There's one we haven't heard too much about, and that's Tariq Owens. And if you're saying that name sounds kind of familiar, he is the son of Terrell Owens, former 49ers wide receiver. He was just invited to the 49ers local pro day. If you want more info on that and Owens, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, the 49ers were on hand to help the Giants celebrate their home opener over the weekend. Mitch Wishnowsky, George Kittle, and Fred Warner. Mitch started the game by punting a ball out of the stadium, and Fred and Deebo handled the first pitch. If you want to see the video, and believe me, you do, click the link in the description of this episode. One more for you. One thing you may have missed. Happy birthday, Ricky Waters. He turned 55 years old yesterday. Criminally underrated by 49ers fans and football fans in general. Ricky had three touchdowns in the 49ers' last Super Bowl championship, which nobody remembers because Steve Young threw six touchdown passes. But only five other players in the history of the NFL have scored three touchdowns in a Super Bowl. And Ricky actually has the record for touchdowns in a playoff game with five, which he scored against the Giants in the 1993 divisional round game. Nobody else has ever done that. Oh, by the way, that was the final game in the great career of Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you click the little bell, you'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.